Good morning. Today is Thursday, June the 25th, 179th day of the new year. Joining us this morning, out of the swamp, the CHP office in Arcata, Cy May. Good afternoon. I was getting cocky. You're reaching for the book. How you been?
Good. Good morning.
You bumped the other guy off?
Not yet.
No, he's not off in the weeds yet.
Not yet.
Stuck in mud or
anything like that? I'm trying.
Oh, you are? News story.
Don't tell him. Don't tell him. That's our secret, right?
Yeah. Shh. So when you get the critique, when you get back to the shop, we won't listen to the first segment on it.
Nope.
Yeah. Our quote this morning. Oh, let's see. Life and death is kind of a rough category to start the morning with, isn't it?
No kidding.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Success. From William Hazlitt, quote, prosperity is a great teacher. Adversity is greater.
I like that.
Yeah. I imagine you guys probably get to deal with all kinds of different challenges. During the summertime, Cy, is there as much, I know this is going to sound weird, as much road rage as there is during other times of the year?
Well, we definitely see an increase of traffic. So I believe there's definitely more opportunity for road rage out there. But, you know, off the top of my head, I can't really think that of a time in the summer I thought, man, there's a lot of road rage going on right now.
Or anxious, frustrated.
Well, yeah.
That kind of stuff. I mean, we got the RVs and the tourist season is out, certainly, but...
Yeah, you know, you'll get your people getting frustrated behind the RVs, behind big rigs, you know, that are driving a little bit slow. People trying to get to where they want to be, 4th of July weekend, and you'll have people getting anxious, passing over the double yellow lines, starting to do some silly things that they may not do, you know, during other times of the year. Weather's good, so they think, oh, the roads are dry, I can make it.
That's what I was thinking, that because the weather is warmer, that it might be a little bit more like lazy, hazy days of summer, and just kind of back it down a notch or two.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like it, though, if we're passing over double yellows. I mean, that's...
Well, we get people doing that, you know, all the time. But it's summertime, like I said, traffic picks up, a lot more opportunity because there's more volume of traffic out there for people to start to do some silly things.
In the safety corridor, whether it's the one that's out here between Eureka and Arcata or the one that's in the Fortuna area, who pays more attention to it? Out-of-towners or locals?
The locals know about it, but sometimes they get kind of relaxed and may take it for granted. But, you know, I stop some out-of-towners for speeding through there, and they'll, you know, a lot of them will say, oh, I'm not from here. I didn't realize it was 50 in there. Doing 70. So that typically seems to be the ones who are really speeding through there, I would say. Probably out-of-towners.
I would think the Winnebagoes when they're tipping as they're weaving in and out.
Hey, sometimes that's the wind out there. Near.
Oh, yeah, the wind. Yeah, oh, yeah. It was the wind that got me. Oh. Yeah, you know, you go with the flow, right?
Yeah.
All of a sudden you're blowing past the flow.
Right, exactly.
That's got to be a clue something's going on.
Yeah, it can be. It can be an indicator, that's for sure.
That and the whirly lights behind you. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:19. We'll be back with more from Cy May.
Listening to Destination Radio. If you live here on California's North Coast or on the Curry Coast of Oregon, we're here to help you with things to do and places to see that are not too far from home. If you're visiting our beautiful area, we'll tell you about the events and destinations that will make you want to stay a little longer. What roads to take for spectacular scenery, where to hike in the forests and over the sand dunes, where to ride your bike or paddle a canoe. Coming soon to a radio near you, 790 AM, Destination Radio.
KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back talking shop with Cy May from the California Highway Patrol. Cy, with some of the road construction that's going on, yesterday I was going, ran 101, and there were a couple of areas where there's some work. One I don't get. just south of Oreck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, we had, I think there was 8 or 10 Danielson electric trucks and about as many Caltrans. And all I saw was 6 orange cones around a square. So I don't know if they're putting in one of those solar collector things or something. It wouldn't be a street light, right? Not right there, right at Kane Road.
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine it being a street light, and I'm not sure what they're doing there. We've got so many different projects
right.
going on.
And that's the gist, is that there are so many projects going on. Does that complicate things? Because every once in a while we'll see one of your guys or gals sitting there just kind of checking things out, or, you know, the lights just as an eye candy opportunity to get people's attention.
Eye candy, I like that.
But sometimes we don't see you around at all.
Well,
so how does that work?
It's if they request us, if Caltrans or the construction company that's doing the work requests CHP presence, then we'll have the funds and the resources to have an officer there and sit there during that time. And every time I've done it, or talked to a Caltrans personnel or construction worker who's been around, say that when we're there, it definitely slows traffic down. So if it's going to slow people down and potentially save lives of these workers out there on the side of the road, I think it's a great thing. You know, I wish we could be there for every single construction project going on. Unfortunately, there's just not the funds to be able to do that. But we're out there to help and hopefully slow people down.
I wonder if you get a Caltrans guy to drive a CHP rig.
to impersonate one
just
to
one that has
down.
The lights. None of the guts, nothing else. Just
I'm sure they'd like that.
Yeah,
that'd
or if
fun.
There's one that's like going out of regular service.
Yeah, right.
You know, as long as electrical systems work.
Yeah, right. I'm sure that goes against some sort of law and policy out there, but it's a heck of an idea.
Yeah. When you guys do your, not paperwork, because I know it's not paper anymore, but when you do your reports.
Yeah.
It seems that there's more and more of an effort to get you out in a visible area.
Absolutely.
Whether it's the old way station at Clam River.
Absolutely.
Clam Beach next to the Little River.
The locals knew what you were talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, you know, I'm hyphenating things that really don't belong connected. Or out in the safety quarters on the mm-hmm. super wide shoulders. Is that on purpose?
Well, yeah, you know, a big part of our job is really in-view patrol. You know, people see us, they're going to slow down. You know, if we're out there hiding, we're going to get violators, but it's not really doing what we intend to do. You know, as far as I'm concerned, we don't want to write tickets. We want people to slow down. We want people to drive responsibly and safely. And so if we're out there showing the paint, showing the colors and the doors, people are going to see us, oh, there's a CHP, better slow down a little bit, better get off my phone, better mind our P's and Q's. And, you know, that's really what we want. So, yeah, the more visible we can make ourselves, the better. And especially during this time of year, like I said, with the summertime and high volume of traffic coming up and people traveling.
So if that's the concept, and not to disagree, why do we have some rigs that are white instead of everyone being black and white, so they just jump?
So they pop out. Well, that can be used for special situations where we might want to stay a little more concealed and hidden, undercover vehicles, stuff like that. There are many reasons why we may have some, but the majority of our vehicles are black and white, are very visible. We've got our big lights on there, got our big antennas.
I like the white pickup truck. That's always a little bit of a surprise.
Yeah,
you go,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, there he is. Okay.
Yeah, right. He saw me before I saw him. Uh-oh. Yeah, right.
Tends to work more the northern part of the county than anywhere else, which I suppose is for the pickup truck part of it.
Yeah.
You know, if there's stuff on the road or
right.
things you have to take care of.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who deals with the dead critters on the road? Do you guys have to do that, or do you call the county?
Well, we'll remove them out of the roadway. You know, somebody hits a deer, we'll get a call from our dispatch, say, hey, there's a traffic hazard, a deer, you know, wherever. So we'll go out there, wait for a break in traffic, turn our lights on, run out, pull it out of the road, and then we'll have our dispatch notify Caltrans, say, hey, it's on the right shoulder, have them come pick it up and dispose of it.
Okay, so you guys don't have to haul around.
No, we don't throw them in the back, you know, back where the prisoners go.
Yeah.
We pull them off the road, and then from there it's Caltrans.
Or ferment in the trunk.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It's good, you know, good smell, especially.
Hey, you know what? You guys have got racks.
We do.
You put a deer put on it your up rack. There.
Can you imagine?
Oh,
driving down the road, seeing a CHP car with a deer on the hood.
That would be so funny.
Classic. Taking care of business. You
yeah.
know?
Pull in. Let That's Adam it. Have. Yeah.
Right. Hey, if there's good meat on there, yeah, cut yeah. the back strap off.
Now there's Hoopot talking.
That's it. That's it. That's the mountain man in me.
Oh, there have been a number of reports in the last 2 or 3 weeks or so where there's been activity on county roads, but rural county, whether it was Bald Hills or going out to Alder Point or Blue Slide, yep. that kind of stuff. You guys are primarily tasked with the highway. Will you run those also if there's not a sheriff in the neighborhood and get that far off
yeah.
the main drag?
We're all roads. So any roads, you're talking state highway, county roads, tribal roads out on the reservations, we will handle all traffic collisions and traffic-related incidents on all those roadways.
KINS, so you can't hide, basically. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
You forgot already. Hey, I know. You're a busy
man. Yeah. My half life of my memory is about, what, 6-7 seconds, Rich? At best. Squirrel, yeah. As we're approaching next Wednesday, which I know in California probably doesn't mean anything, but in Oregon, that's when Measure 91 kicks in.
Right.
The legalization of recreational use
right.
of marijuana. And it's still very up in the air, and a lot of details have still yet to fall into place. Is that going to change anything for the enforcement division or what you guys look at in Humboldt and Del Norte counties, either traffic coming southbound in general or Oregonian plates?
Well, you know, it might affect more so Del Norte and the areas that are right up against the border. You know, they may take another closer look. But you know what? It's not going to be the Oregon plate that really catches our eye. It's going to be the driving. You know, what indicators are we seeing? Is somebody speeding? That's going to catch our eye. Is somebody weaving? Did somebody blow a stop sign? You know, all those are indicators. So it's not the Oregon plate that we see that's going to kick in the back of our mind and say, oh, well, do we want to watch this guy because he's from Oregon and marijuana is recreational now?
But there is the, I call it the veggie station. I don't know what.
Which one's that?
What the official one is. You know, there's the one.
Coming in.
On 199, and there's the one on 101.
Right.
Right. Now, I don't know if it's folklore or not, but I've had too many badges say, you can smell it.
Oh,
if it's in the back seat, you can smell it. If it's in the trunk, you can smell it, particularly if there's a woof-woof right next to you.
Yeah.
Game on. Okay. So as there will be, undoubtedly, transportation
right.
Across the state line, what kind of relationship does CHP have with those folks? I mean, it would be really interesting. I hadn't even thought about that one.
You know, as far as the stations go?
Yeah.
You know, I don't work in that area, so I can't tell you exactly what their relationships are. But I would imagine that it can be fairly close. You know, I can imagine them calling us in to check something out.
And I don't think a call for cedar, you know, some cedar firewood in the back, you know, that
right.
might have a bug in it.
Right.
But something like this where there would be criminal activity.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we would definitely respond and handle that situation, you know, as we see fit. So
well, they may have to stay Oh, the inspection station, that's what it's called.
Yeah, there you go. You're on the ball now.
Yeah, I'm waking up. Yeah, because I would think that that would change. And then they patrol, at least what I've seen.
Right.
They patrol it pretty regularly.
Yeah.
You know, north of Crescent City.
Yeah.
Both ways. But it would be interesting. I wonder if anybody else has contemplated that one.
We shall see.
Yeah, in about a week.
We shall see. I'll let you know next time we're talking.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'll be going through either this weekend or next week. Yeah,
there you go.
I just have to remember. Duh. How much does California, or do you guys get impacted by rule changes in other states?
Not a lot. I mean, you know, we're California-based, so we're going to enforce the California vehicle and penal code as needed. But like you say, if Oregon's changing something that may bleed down into our area that's affecting our laws, then we're going to see some kind of pushback and a little bit of a change in what we're seeing out there.
Is there that much difference between the states, vehicle codes?
They're very similar. Most states have very similar coding. You know, some states have different speed limits and this and that, but for the most part, they're pretty similar. You know, and I don't know a ton about Oregon state vehicle code or Nevada state vehicle code.
I wouldn't think they'd be that different. You know, a posted speed limit is a posted speed limit.
Exactly. You know, I mean, there's going to be differences, but for the most part, I think they're all pretty darn similar. I mean, just from driving through Oregon and stuff, everything seems about the same to me. Like I said, maybe a little bit different of a speed limit, this and that, but...
No, you don't take your squad car when you go.
I unfortunately, I don't get to. No. They make me keep that in California.
pull up to an Oregon trooper.
Yeah, right. Hey, how's it going? Yeah, right.
Oh, that would be fun. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:41.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Right. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:45. We're back talking shop this morning with Si May. Si, as you look at 4th of July, you look at summer, we haven't hit peak, but it certainly seems like there's a lot of stuff going on out there right now, and a lot of it in the hinterlands, you know, whether it's the lightning strikes, I don't know, the thunderstorms that are expected this weekend. I heard the weather forecast, I know, for the Inland Valleys are 105 to 110. Okay.
Looks like we're in for a heck of a summer.
Makes for an interesting time. Do you guys, even though fire isn't anything to do with what you do, do you still hedge? Are there things that happen either in anticipation for or preparation in the event of this time of the year?
Well, we always have plans in place for any sort of disaster, natural disaster, traffic collision, or whatever, that we will act on and use. I mean, you know, every summer we will get fires that inhibit the roadway, so we have to set up road blocks, delays, stoppages, rerouting people. So yeah, we're well aware of the potential for summertime fires and this and that. And like I said, every year that I've worked on a fire during traffic control, turning people around. Sorry. Right now, there's a fire. We got to turn you around. We got to stop you for a little while. I mean, every year. And even if it's a small one, but there always seems to be something out there on 299, 96. You know, it happens.
Do people get it?
And sometimes people get a little frustrated. Well, hey, I live right over there. Well, you know, I do understand you live over there, but I can't let you go over there right now. You know, do you have...
Oh, in the area of the fire?
Yeah. You know, people will get a little upset, and got to explain to them, you know, calmly say, hey, sorry, it's for your safety. We just can't let you through right now. We're going to get the roadway opened up as soon as we can. We understand it's frustrating. And, you know, I'll check and say, hey, you don't have any friends or family in your house or whatever that we need to deal with, right? And as long as it's no, you know, I just want to go home and get some stuff or whatever, then we're fine. If there's people potentially in harm's way, then okay, I'm going to stay here, man my closure, and radio for another person, say, hey.
You run an escort? will you let them go in and look for, or you guys go and visit?
We'll go in and visit. Yeah, I say, hey, which is your house? Who's supposed to be in there or may be in there? Okay, we'll send another unit over there to check on it, or firefighters or what have you. But we're going to do everything.
You're not looking
can.
For his keys, though, to be able to
no,
get
say,
in.
Okay. Sorry, we're not going to go get your keys. We're not going
to
get,
or to,
yeah.
You know, to help somebody out.
Right.
I'm thinking if there's an elderly or somebody who's not that mobile.
That may be in the house.
Yeah, okay, they're in there. Door's locked.
Oh, we're gonna kick the door down. I mean,
okay.
You know, there's our exigent circumstances. People's lives are at stake. We're gonna do anything and everything in our power to save that person. I mean, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, a door frame is not worth somebody's life. So.
Yeah, I can see where people could get a little excited.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It happens. You know,
particularly after an hour or so sitting in 100-degree weather.
Yeah, with a smoky area.
You ever thought
of
selling water bottles?
Selling, yeah, make a little extra cash.
Yeah,
on the side.
Or just have them there. You know, cost us a quarter. You know, throw me a quarter so we break even here. But
you know what? I typically will carry extra water bottles if I'm working out there. Food, you know, in case I'm stuck on something for a while, and if I have extra, I will give to people.
Or like the little guys.
Yeah, kids, and you know, we carry stickers and stuffed animals in our car, so we'll give that to little people and make them happy and smile while they're sitting there waiting to get through or what have you.
You know, it's probably, now that you're kind of moving into that realm, it's probably a dandy opportunity for PR.
You know, it is, and it absolutely
you know,
can.
You have a couple cases of water in the back, just, you know, it may not be cold. But on the other hand,
a small gesture like that really goes a long way with people. I mean, on traffic accident scenes, you know, like I said, if there's a kid involved that, you know, not hurt or hurt or whatever, give them a sticker. It makes them smile, makes things seem a little bit better than what they are.
Well, and you're thinking about them.
Yeah.
Even in that kind of a situation, and you planned for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and it is good PR.
Here I am giving away all the secrets.
I know.
Jeez,
thanks
I
a lot.
Again.
Oh, man. You cracked me like an egg.
That should have cost you about $25. Oh, well. Thanks for coming by, Si.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you then.